The Massachusetts Senate today could officially move forward with an independent investigation into allegations that the husband of the chamber's leader, Stan Rosenberg, sexually assaulted four men. The investigation would also examine whether Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, wielded influence in shaping policy on Beacon Hill. As we do most Mondays, I check in with State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy for the latest. What's expected today?
Yeah, so there's a lot planned this morning. And moving into the afternoon. But exactly what is going to happen, we don't know. The Democrats plan to caucus this morning, as do the Republicans separately. And then there's a joint caucus also planned where the 40 senators, or as many show up today, are expected to discuss greenlighting an independent investigation into the allegations that Senator Rosenberg's husband sexually assaulted and harassed four men who made these accusations in the Boston Globe last week.
So this is really about three types of allegations. One is sexual misconduct. Two would be whether Brian Hefner held sway over policy despite Senator Rosenberg's previous promise otherwise. And three, whether that influence helped keep these allegations hidden. Is the investigation likely to focus on all three of those?
Yeah, we spoke last week with Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, who said that they're going to focus on all of the above, all of the allegations. But, you know, while they may have an open door policy for people who want to come forward and talk about sexual harassment or anything that Brian Hefner may have done over the course of the past several years, it appears that their investigation will focus largely on the Senate aspect, whether or not he had any interference, any involvement in Senate business. The Senate president adamantly denies this. He said on Friday that he believes the investigation will show that. But whether or not he was out there portraying himself to have influence over his husband, the Senate president, and the rest of the Senate is of serious concern to the senators and is likely where they're going to focus a lot of their time on this investigation.
This controversy started with a Boston Globe article full of anonymous sources. And Mass Live reported Hefner texted another anonymous man an unsolicited photo of genitalia. It's not like these reporters are going to reveal their sources. Will this investigator have much to go on?
You could see this investigator, whoever it may be, an independent investigator, potentially a lawyer, as we've seen in other cases, not related to sexual harassment, but other investigations. People have been brought in, given subpoena power. It would probably be unlikely that they will press a journalist to reveal who these people are, but they may try and make it a welcoming environment for people to come forward if they want to. We do know that some people are also calling for the Attorney General or some other investigative body to kind of open a second look into this. As we spoke about the Senate focusing on Senate interference and Senate business, a more criminal investigation could be launched. But until these people feel comfortable coming forward publicly, it's hard to see where that might go.
Over the weekend, your team reported that a handful of Democratic senators may be positioning themselves for a run for Senate president. And the hometown newspaper in Amherst, the Daily Hampshire Gazette, where Rosenberg lives, editorialized that he should temporarily step aside during this investigation. Is it likely he's going to give up his job?
This is the big unknown moving into today. We heard last night from the Senate President's office that he has no plans to step aside, and he will also have no involvement in today's deliberations or the vote. We do know that Senator Barbara Italian, an Andover Democrat who also happens to be running for Congress, became the first of his party to come out later Friday after he held his press conference to call for him to step aside while this investigation takes place. And it's our understanding, based on talking with senators and sources in the building, that she is not alone and that others on her side, believing that he should either step aside while this investigation takes place, or it might be the best thing for the Senate for him to just resign the presidency itself and let a new leader be elected. And it is our also understanding that some senators have been trying to see where they stand in a potential race to become his successor.
That was Matt Murphy of the State House News Service. I'm Carrie Healy. This is New England Public Radio.